Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. It's Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. And I would like to welcome to the show someone who's been on WGN many times and has been around for a long time. a guy whose paths I crossed several times in the mid to late 90s. Me working over at the Factory Theater and one of the most successful one-man shows ever was Going East on Ashland, if people remember that. And Mike was the star and the writer of that. And Mike Houlihan is the producer of the third annual Irish-American movie Hooli, which starts on Friday, runs through the weekend at the Siskel Film Center, 216 North Wabash. And they're premiering three movies, and Mike is the producer. Mike Houlihan, welcome to the show.
Oh, Nick, thanks so much for having
it's
me.
It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you.
I was just telling you that I saw Going East on Ashland like three, four times.
God bless you.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Tell me a little bit about first of all, let's start with your background, because you were a columnist with the Sun-Times for many years.
Yeah, not many years, but 3 years.
Okay.
I started out as an actor. I started out on the East Coast with the American Shakespeare Festival in 1973. I met my wife out in Washington in a production of All's Well That Ends Well. We got married in New York City, had kids. When my kids were five, I said, let's get the hell out of here. I had twins. So I moved back here in 1985. But I had been doing regional theater and stuff like that for years. And I came back here to do a show called The 51st Ward with Peter Nolan, who was on WMAQ. It was a comedy about Chicago politics. And got a state job with some clout.
Yeah.
Had a Chinaman I got taken care of. So then I did that for – but ever since then, I've been bouncing around, doing whatever I feel like doing, thank God.
Yeah. And you're writing books and all kinds of stuff.
I have two books that are anthologies of my columns from 20 years in the – Irish American News as a columnist called Hooliganism and More Hooliganism.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about writing a column like that. Was it anything you wanted to write about? Anything that popped into your head?
That was the beauty of it.
Oh, is that right?
Of course, the sad part was I didn't get paid. But you can write anything you want within reason.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes I'd get a call from the publisher, what are you, nuts?
Yeah.
But I had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
And what's your Irish background? What part of Ireland is your family?
Well,
from?
It's funny because for years I didn't. I mean, I just knew I was Irish. But about maybe 2008, when I was writing the book Hooliganism, and the book was coming out, I said, "Let's go to Ireland." So I filmed it.
Had you never been?
No, I had never been to Ireland.
Okay.
And so I filmed it with my sons and my wife, and we went to Ireland with a cameraman and pitched the book, and it turned into a film, Our Irish Cousin. So I figured out that my grandfather was from County Limerick. I got citizenship because of that. On my father's side, they're from Kilrush, County Clare. And now I go back every year. We take a big group from our radio show, The Skinny and Hooli Show. We're going on October 19th. We're taking 45 people to Ireland.
Yeah. What parts are you going to go to?
We're going to Galway for two nights.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
It's a great town.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then we're going to the Aran Islands and Achill Island. Then we're going to Westport for two nights. And then we're going to Knock to see the Shrine of Our Lady of Knock, a night at Roscommon in Kilronan Castle. Then we always wind up at Fitzpatrick Castle in Killiney right outside Dublin, because when I was shooting the film, They had a hotel here, the Fitzpatricks.
Yeah.
And when I was writing my column, John Fitzpatrick was here in town, and I interviewed him. So when I was going back to shoot the film, they comped me and my family for a week.
Wow.
In these really nice suites and everything. So I said, every time we come back to Ireland, we're going to stay here.
That's great.
That's what we've done for
great.
6 years running now.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well,
so they're great people.
I went for the first time in 2010.
Okay.
And my ex-wife and I went and spent 14 days.
Well, that's a good way to do it.
Went everywhere. Yeah. We went up to Belfast all the way down and everything in between. It was magical, man. I mean,
it's a preview of heaven.
It is amazing. It is an amazing place. It was the best trip I've ever gone on in my life.
Yeah.
And Galway, for some reason, Galway stuck out.
Yeah.
That was my favorite place that
Got
we went.
Great vibe to it.
Great. Yeah. Oh, just beautiful stuff. Yeah. And I was a drinking man then. Yeah. And we went to every pub.
And, sure. And there's a lot of them.
Yes, there are. And, you know, in Dublin, you know, we did the Jameson tour and we did the Guinness tour.
Sure.
We went to the church with the mummies, Saint. Why do I always forget Mikan?
Saint, oh yeah,
yeah. It's
see,
in Dublin.
Know. I'm not. I don't know. I'll have to check that out.
It's in Dublin, and it's there are actual mummies in the it's Saint Micah's.
Yeah.
There are actual mummies underneath the church.
Cool.
And they take you on a tour.
It's like catacombs.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing?
There's like a catacomb down there.
Okay.
And you can go underneath. And you can see these real mummies that have been there for years.
Yeah.
And they've just recently stopped people from touching the mummies. But used to be able to touch the mummies. It was supposed to be good luck. You can go in and rub the mummy's head or
That's
touch
a
the
sign
mummy's head.
I want in my bathroom. Don't touch the mummies.
But we had a particularly good tour guide.
Oh, yeah. Like, they always are. They're like Shaanakis. Yeah. They're great storytellers.
It's amazing. Yeah, it was great. Anyway, it was one of the best trips ever. And I do want to say that I would like to take credit for the Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup in 2010 because I had a Blackhawks hat on when I went to St. Micah's Church.
There you go.
And I rubbed it on one of the mummies.
Good.
That's why they won. So anyway, but it's a beautiful place, man. Yeah. And it's so good that you got to document that. What about the film itself? Can people see the film?
Yeah, it's called Our Irish Cousins. It's available online. I should get it on Vimeo. I mean, actually, I'll figure out a way that I could charge. But you can just buy it online. Mm-hmm. Go to ouririshcousins.com.
That's great.
Yeah.
So that was it like a life-changing experience doing
that? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
It was – I call it the thunderbolt because when I went, I knew he was Irish and everything. But then I got more information about my grandfather and stuff. We went to the church where he was baptized in 1869.
Yeah.
And this was 2009, so it was 140 years later. And I'm in the church. There's nobody there. And I put my hands in the baptismal font. And it was like, whoa. You know, he was there.
Yeah.
Tapping me on the shoulder saying, hello there, lad.
Yeah.
So that was an amazing experience. I was very moved by that. Then just about every time I go to Ireland now, I get that thunderbolt. A couple of years ago, I was with a friend. We were at Ballynahinch Castle in Connemara. And my brother, Danny, had died like about a year before and was with my buddy. And he was asking me, oh, yeah, I heard your brother Danny died. And I said, yeah. And we heard music. There's a guy in the woods playing a tin whistle. And we said, hey, what? You know, there he was just sitting on a log, just like an elf or something. And we said, well, it sounds great. He goes, oh, just practicing. And we walk away, and we hear him playing Danny Boy.
Oh,
man.
It's
like, do you hear that?
Oh,
it's like, oh, there's my brother Danny.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Wow, wow. So you go back every year now.
Yes.
And you mentioned a radio show. Tell everybody about it.
I have a radio show called the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's been on for 9 years now. It's me and Skinny Sheehan. Every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4 on WCEV 1450 AM. It's there's like a big Irish radio block of shows every Saturday. They start out in the morning. We're the last show between 3 and 4 in the afternoon. And just having a guest doing that. And I also have another show that we started 2 years ago called The Crack that we do at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. It broadcasts Saturday nights from 8 to 9 on WSBC 1240. But that is mostly traditional Irish music in the pub at the Irish American Heritage Center. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of fun to do.
What are some of your favorite pubs in Irish pubs in the city, in Chicago. Do you have any favorites?
In Chicago, Lizzie McNeil's. That's where we tape our show. We've been doing that for 9 years, almost 9 years there. So that's obviously a favorite. But
I think within walking distance, there's the Abbey and Chief O'Neill's on Elston.
The Abbey burnt down, though. Are you talking about the Abbey Pub?
Yeah, the Abbey Pub.
Yeah, the Abbey Pub burnt down about a year ago.
Did it really?
Yeah, that's Tom and Breege Looney.
It burnt down?
Yes, it did. They're trying to revive it. Remember
see,
they had it on...
I quit drinking 2 years ago, so I'm not...
I didn't go in anymore.
Right. Oh, man, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a shame. They're trying to revive it. They got like a Kickstarter campaign or something like that to get it going.
Oh, I
got to
get them on the show.
They had some great music.
Oh, man, that place...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Yeah, it was cool. It was kind of like Shuba's, and it was small and intimate.
I saw many shows there.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time at the Abbey.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. You ever been to Chief O'Neill's?
Many times.
Yeah, I love that place.
That's a fantastic spot.
Amazing place. Yeah. Amazing place. Yeah. Okay. So let's get to going east on Ashland. What was the impetus for that? Because it was such a great show.
Thank you.
It really, and it was so much fun. And you ran like 6 years.
Yeah, I did run 6 years.
Yeah. Tell us about
it. Not continuously, but every year for St. Patrick's Day. How did I get into that? I guess I missed acting, and I had seen a guy who used to do a one-man show, but I thought, geez, I could do that.
So hang on. We got to take a break. Okay, we got a break for a commercial. We'll come back. We'll hear about the origins of going east on Ashland. And then I promise we'll get to the Irish American movie, Hooli, which starts this Friday. Mike Houlihan is my guest. Great to talk to him. And we're going to take a quick break for the news here on 720 WGN and more after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's a Wild Card Wednesday, so get your requests in, any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for Wild Card Wednesday, 312-981-7200. Well, I want to get back to my guest, Mike Houlihan is the producer of the third annual Irish American movie Hooli, which is happening at the Siskel Film Center this weekend. And we're going to talk about that. But he's a writer, an actor. You probably remember him from the one man show Going East on Ashland, which was a huge smash. And we welcome Mike back. And we're going to talk about the festival and all that stuff, give everybody details on how they can get tickets and all that cool stuff. But I wanted to get back to, we were talking about the origin of Going East on Ashland.
Yeah.
And you saw a one-man show in New York.
I did. And I thought, well, I should try writing something like that. And so I just started pounding it out. It was fortunate because I had an old pal, Chris Hart. His father was Moss Hart. Remember Moss Hart, the playwright? And Chris and I had been producing partners in New York. And I had moved back to Chicago, and this was about 5 years later. And I said, why don't you come in and direct this for me? He saved the day because he shaped it and put it and really helped bring the whole thing together. And we did it as a tryout 1 year at St. Patrick's Day. I think it was 1993 or something like that, at the Beverly Arts Center, where I grew up in that neighborhood. And it was a smash. Got a great review from a guy in the Reader, Albert Williams.
Yeah.
And then it just took off. We used to do it every year. Did it at Piper's Alley for about six months.
Yep.
And
that's where
all
I saw
over
it.
The place.
That's where I saw it.
So it was a lot of fun, but I'm older now. It was like climbing a mountain every night. You know, it's 2 hours by yourself.
Yeah.
There was an intermission. I used to go through two shirts, just sweating my butt off.
Yeah. What was it? Tell everybody what it was about.
It's about growing up Irish on the south side of Chicago, taking me from about the age of two to when I became an actor and moved away.
Yeah. And I remember it was such a good show. I mean, seriously, I loved it. And this was back in I saw it in the mid 90s.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably at the height of its popularity.
Yeah. Piper's Alley was probably the height.
Yeah. And I saw it once with Roy Leonard.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Roy, who he was my mentor.
Yeah.
And he was a big fan of yours. You were on his show.
He was terrific.
Yeah. He was one of the best.
Yeah.
One of the best ever. And so that ran for a while. And then you did another play after that opened at the Royal George.
Yeah, I did a play called Mickey Finn that I wrote, which was edgy and crazy, and a lot of the people who saw Going East on Ashland were these old Irish ladies, and they were like, what was that? They were upset.
I can see why,
But I had a blast doing it.
Yeah.
I guess that was my midlife crisis. That was a noir comedy, but it took place in an Irish pub.
Mm-hmm.
But that would make a great film, I think, someday.
Yeah.
But I had fun with that, and I did a couple other plays. I did Laughter on the 23rd Floor at the Briar Street for a long time. But, you know, you get older, you can't go out every night and tell me about it, you know?
Yeah.
So you got to slow it down.
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you know exactly.
Every
what
time I get into radio.
Speaking of film, tell me about Tapioca.
Oh, Tapioca.
Please.
Tapioca started... My sons were graduating from college. Now, they had gone to Marquette and then Columbia, but they were about to graduate. And they're twin boys, and we always had a great rapport, and they're very funny guys. So I always wanted to do a show with them. And I said, before you get up and go into the world, let's do a show together. And they had studied at Second City and stuff. So we wrote a show with about four of their friends and about four of my friends. So it's two generations coming together. And we said, well, let's do it about homeless guys. We won't have to spend any money on costumes or anything. You know? And it was just a blast. We did 10 performances at the Beverly Arts Center. Became kind of a cult hit. And then my son Patty was studying film at Columbia and said, let's make a movie of it. And I went, can you do that? You know, because I had been financing plays and stuff. We could do the movie for about $150,000. So that's what we did. So we went out and we raised the money. We got Ben Vereen to be in the film. We got a lot of Second City guys. We had Mark Borchardt from what the heck was that movie? He would, you know, he was
of the American movie. Yeah.
He was in it. Tim Kazurinsky is in it. Dave Pesquazi is in it.
Oh, one of the best.
A lot of Second City guys. And it was just a comedy about a guy who was abused. And it was based – I used to do these commercials for the plumbing council. And I was like the sleazy non-union plumber. So we kind of based it – I was the sleazy car salesman. And that was my character who meets Ben Vereen, who is a homeless guy, who puts a hex on him and turns him into a homeless guy. And he has to somehow find redemption.
Mm-hmm.
It was a blast. We took it to Sundance, not Sundance itself, but the week of Sundance we were in.
The Slam Dance?
No, it's called the Park City Film Music Festival.
Oh, okay.
We had a great guy who composed the music. His name escapes me, but he was terrific. But that's why we were there. We were there for the score, which was terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were there in Sundance during Sundance week. Brought my sons and a couple of – Greg Holloman was in it. Do you remember Greg Holloman, the black actor from Second City and from Strangers with Candy?
Yep.
He's an old pal, so he was in the film. That was one of the greatest, you know, experiences. I love making movies, but they take money. You get money.
Yeah. Can people see Tapioca?
Yes. You can get Tapioca. Just buy it online. Amazon.
Amazon is available.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, film is what we're here to promote, to talk about.
Yeah.
And tell me about how the Irish-American movie Hooli all started 3 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I had the film Our Irish Cousins. And I was fortunate enough to be invited to premiere the film here in Chicago at the 16th annual European Union Film Festival that they do at the Siskel Theater. So that was pretty cool, I thought. And, you know, it's just one shot, one screening. And I thought, well, I'd like to take this on the festival circuit, and started looking into going to Ireland again. And there, none of the Irish festivals would take it. It was funny. I had an experience with the Dublin Irish Film Festival, which at the time I think was sponsored by Jameson. And, you know, they had an artistic director and everything. So I'm from Chicago, and I know a couple of Irish politicians.
You think?
Yeah, so I called Jimmy Deanahan, who was the minister for the diaspora. I said, can you get me in this festival? They're not responding to me. He made a phone call. Whoa, they were annoyed that that was not done. And that all she would do was call me on the phone to just let me know that, you know, no, it's not done, dear. This is in Chicago. And I thought, well, what the heck is this?
Yeah, you know?
So I said, I'm starting my own festival. There were no Irish American festivals. There's plenty of Irish festivals, even in Chicago, but they don't do Irish American films.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'll start my own. And that was 3 years ago. I was fortunate enough to have a relationship already with the Siskel because of premiering my film there, and they said, go for it. They're the ones who came up with the name Movie Hooli.
Tell everybody what that means.
Well, a hooli is a party. It's Irish slang for having a party, crazy party. And that's also my nickname, which is kind of serendipity.
Yeah.
It's been establishing a brand kind of going through it. But they're the ones who said, let's call it the Movie Hooli. And the first year we had three films, and I think we had two submitted, and half of them were crap. So I was like, "What do we do now?" Well, I knew some Irish filmmakers, so we went out and just found some, and pieced together the first year, and they were good movies. People were entertained, and last year we did it again, but the quality is a little better. Got a few more applicants, and we doubled our box office. It just went almost sold out. And this year, the third time is a charm. Got three great films. And I'm looking forward to turning everybody on to them.
And the Irish-American Movie Hooli is taking place at the Siskel Film Center, 216 North Wabash. You can check out moviehooli.org.
216 North Wabash is the Emerald Loop where we have our parties.
Oh, that's where the Siskel Center's on State.
164 North State.
Yeah, that's on State. 164 North State Street, yeah. So the party, you guys are having a
right
party.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
A big party Friday night at the Emerald Loop, who is a sponsor. It's owned by Eamon Vaughn Hospitality. They own 6 Irish pubs. I can't imagine the nightmare that would be, because I owned a pub once, and it's brutal. But they're good at it.
Yeah.
I wasn't. But they're, you know, our so we bring the filmmakers there. We hang out there. It's right around the corner from the Siskel. And so, and anybody who comes to the party or the screening Friday night, please come to the party. We'd love to have you. And you get an opportunity to meet the filmmakers. You know, what were you thinking when you did this or whatever?
Yeah.
And more, you know, it's a great environment, and we make other filmmakers all go to each other's films. It's a great networking event and building relationships and basically nurturing writers, producers, and directors to make more Irish-American films.
Yeah. All right, listen, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
We come back, we'll talk about those 3 movies.
Okay.
And how people can get tickets and all that stuff.
All right, thanks.
Mike Houlihan is here. He's the producer of the 3rd annual Irish-American Movie Hooli at the Siskel Film Center. And it starts on Friday, and it goes through the weekend. And we'll tell you all about the movies when we come back after this break on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And it is Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in, 312-981-7200. My guest right now is Mike Houlihan, who is the producer of the 3rd annual Irish-American Movie Hooli, created by Mike to fill the void in fact that there was no Irish-American movie festivals.
Right.
So you went out and did something about it. And it starts on Friday. Tell us about the 3 movies that you'll be screening.
The first movie is called The Dunning Man. It's probably the edgiest of the 3, and on Fridays we like to have the, you know, more dangerous work. It's very much Irish American. It's about a young guy, Connor Ryan is his name, and he just got dumped by his girlfriend. He moves back from Manhattan to Atlantic City, where he owns a couple of busted out condos, and he figures, I'm gonna, you know, make my stand here. I don't have a job or anything. The only fortunate thing is that his tenants don't want to pay the rent. And 2 of them are Chechen gangsters who have an animal act, just crazy, frightening. Another one is a black rapper who's like on sabbatical. And the other one is actually a very attractive single mother who works as a casino dealer. And he starts a relationship with her, but it's an adventure. It's a crime movie. It's funny, scary, but ultimately a love story. And one of the things I was worried about it is that, so there's brief nudity in the film. I'm warning everybody. But I was telling somebody else, one of the Irish radio guys, I said, he goes, there's nudity in it? I said, it's nothing. You know, it's like National Geographic. It's like 5 minutes and it's over.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's edgy and funny and scary, very scary. It's written by a guy named Kevin Fortuna, who wrote a collection of short stories, and that's the title of the book, The Dunning Man. Was the lead, very successful short story collection. And he's coming to town. And it's interesting because he is a guy who got into the tech startup business after doing a MFA in creative writing at University of New Orleans. He went back to school 15 years later, finished and did his thesis, and the book was his thesis. And at that point, he had enough money in the tech biz to make. People said, "This is a movie." And he went, "I'll make one." And he hired his old friend to write and direct it, Michael Clayton. The guy did a terrific job, and it's just a great movie.
That's great.
I think people get a big.
And there's a party after.
On
that
Friday night, we're all headed over to the Emerald Loop. Come on by. First whiskey's on Two Gingers Irish Whiskey, our sponsor.
I noticed that that's your sponsor.
Yeah.
Two Gingers.
That's
appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a
Hooli,
of course.
Yeah. So, and then Saturday night.
Saturday night is the anchor film. The real gem. It's Emerald City is the name of the film, and it's written, directed, and produced by Colin Broderick, a guy from County Tyrone, Ireland, who, when he was in his early 20s, left Ireland because of his troubles, and went into the construction business like a lot of Irish immigrants do. He moved to Yonkers, and his cousins were there, and there was 15 of them sleeping in a two-bedroom apartment, and they were all working as carpenters. And this is that experience. But the beauty of the film is you've seen the ensemble cast. They're drinking, the carousing, the fighting. But there are flashes of humanity in it that just will grab you.
Mm.
It's based on his problems with alcohol and depression and stuff like that. So the film is really, it shows these guys wounded and all. And just a great, and the cast is coming here for the screening. John Duddy, champion Irish boxer from maybe a decade ago, is also an actor now, and he's terrific in it. They're all coming here, and they're all going to be here at the Gene Siskel Film Center that night, and they'll join us at the Emerald Loop afterwards.
Okay. So, and that's Saturday night. That starts at 8.
Starts at 8.
And yeah. Then Sunday,
Sunday
final film.
Sunday is The Young Offenders, which is the biggest box office smash hit comedy from Ireland. It's about two young kids in their teens who are basically dopes. It's a buddy comedy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the brightest guys in the room. But they see a report on the TV news about a shipment of cocaine that is shipwrecked off the coast of Cork. And there's many bales of cocaine floating around. And they ride their bikes to Cork, and they're going to find one of these bales and become millionaire. That's the plan. They steal two bikes. And there's a crazy policeman chasing them on a bike. And it's just a wacky, crazy road movie comedy. But also very endearing, the relationship between these two young kids. Very funny film, The Young Offenders.
And Julie Ryan.
Julie Ryan, the producer, will be here.
Yeah.
So everybody can meet her and ask how they got it together. She knows Peter Foote, who is the director and the writer, and they were old friends, and they just put it together. And it's also it's a huge hit. Played all the festivals, and they're spinning off a TV series in Ireland about it.
Wow.
The Young Offenders, yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's the Irish-American movie Hooli. It's the 29th and 30th of September and October 1st, this weekend. Friday night at 8 o'clock is The Dunning Man. Saturday night at 8 o'clock is Emerald City. And Sunday evening at 5 p.m. is The Young Offenders, with parties following at the Emerald Loop.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it sounds like a great... Congratulations on the success of this.
Oh,
it's your third year.
Third time's a charm,
Third right? time is a charm. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes, it is. What are you working on now besides... organizing this?
You know, it's funny, we were talking earlier about the Abbey. I just shot a pilot for a TV show called Our Irish Pub, and there's a whole ambiance. The Irish Pub is all over the world. They have them in Japan, Mexico, but there's a lot of them in Chicago. And Skinny Sheehan and I go to Ireland every year, and we take a young Irish fiddler with us. Her name is Katie Grennan. She's gorgeous and very talented. And we have our own fiddler with us. So when we walk into a pub, our fiddler starts playing, and everybody, the next thing you know, we got a million new friends. So she's the host of the show, and she takes you to a different Irish pub each week.
Oh, that's great.
We shot it at Lanigan's on the south side. We had some great Irish musicians there. So we're just putting the finishing touches on that, and I'm going to go out and pitch it to Channel 11, my old friend Dan Soles. We'll see what he says.
Yeah. That sounds great to me. I'd watch that.
Yeah, it's very fun and entertaining show.
And it's not like you could run out of material.
No. I want to, and the beauty of it is, I mean, I have an ulterior motive. I could go all over the world producing this show.
Yeah.
Just visiting Irish pubs.
Yeah. That sounds like a good run right there.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
I hope it goes well. Yeah. And the radio shows are continuing.
Yeah. I actually have three radio shows. I have the Skinny and Hooli show, The Crack, but my sons have a show called The Hooli's Hooli that's on every Saturday night from 7 to 8 on WSBC. And it's the twin brothers and their pal, Clay O'Brien, and they just sit there in kibitz. Very funny show.
Yeah. Did the trip to Ireland, that one specific trip to Ireland, really change them, affected them?
Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, they got very much into being Irish. It's great. And I didn't avail myself of that as a kid, but the culture, I think, has grown so much since then. It's hip to be Irish, you know? They're digging it, and there's a great supportive community around everybody who is Irish here, so God bless them all.
And tickets for the Irish-American movie Hooli are available at moviehooli.org.
You can go there, and you just click and go. It'll take you to, but if you want, just go to the siskelfilmcenter.org.
Okay.
Tickets are only $11. If you're a member, I think they're $6. You can't beat the deal. And you can buy your tickets right online.
Right online, right there. Very, very good.
And there's parking. There's discounted parking around the corner on Wabash.
Okay. Yeah. And it's not, you know, that's good because parking down in the loop
Tell
is not.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
It's not the best. Yeah. Parking in the loop is not the best. But the Siskel Center is a great, I mean, just.
Oh, it's the best indie theater in town.
It's the best. Yeah, they are really just, is. They're great. And they, you know, they put on great programs every month.
Yeah.
And you can subscribe to their newsletter and they'll send you a little booklet.
It's so classy. I'm so honored to be part of it. And they're just so great. And it's very prestigious, you know. You have the pictures of Gene Siskel and Ebert in the lobby, and
it's a great place.
It's a fun place, and they got a you can get a beer there while you watch.
Yes,
the
you can. Yeah. Yes, you can. So it's going to be great. The third annual Irish American Movie Hooli, the Dunning Man at 8 o'clock on Friday, and Emerald City at 8 o'clock on Saturday. 5 o'clock on Sunday, the final film is The Young Offenders, and it's sponsored by Two Gingers Irish Whiskey. Which is a whiskey that I never had when I was a drinking man.
It hasn't been around that long. Maybe 10 years, I think.
Yeah. I was a Jameson guy.
That's good stuff.
I was a Jameson man.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. It's the nectar of the gods,
too,
man.
Too good.
Yeah. It's exactly right, man. It's too good. So, all right. This is going to be great, Mike. Thank you so much for coming
down, man.
And I'm a big fan. Always
thank
have been.
Thank you so much.
And keep in touch.
Absolutely.
And keep coming down and let us know what you're
up to,
okay?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Mike Houlihan, the producer of the third annual Irish American Movie Hooli. Check out siskelfilmcenter.org for your tickets. And we have a link on our Facebook page to make it easier.
Good.
So go to facebook.com/NickDShow. Mike, thanks a lot, man.
God bless you,
Paul. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with the news after this on 720 WGN.